Static. You are listening to Static, written by Anders Nyman and published through Brone Media in 2011. Static is recorded and read by Greg Thomas. This book contains adult language, mature situations, and explicit violence. For more information on the book, please visit statictheNovel.com. Now, let's get on with the story. Prologue. The fetus was carefully placed in an incubator, specially constructed for this assignment, by the gentle hands of the surgical nurse. Two of her colleagues helped her connect the lines and wires to the life support equipment. Compared to the fetus, the wires looked more like thick ropes than the sewing thread thin lines they were. The three nurses made sure that all the equipment, including the heart rate monitor, breathing bags, and an artificial placenta, were attached to the little boy in the exact way and order that they had been instructed to by Dr. Carlos at the briefing before the surgery. This was also when they had been asked to sign the confidentiality agreement, which made certain that none of the three nurses, who all belonged to the regular staff at the hospital, ever spoke of the surgery again. Dr. Carlos knew they wouldn't, because if they were to slip in any way, no matter how many years in the future, Cy Rez had more lawyers than these three nurses could even dream of, and he made it very clear during the briefing that he would use them all if he had to. If necessary, there were other methods too. This simply didn't leave the room. Finally, the last cord was connected to the artificial placenta, and the nurses quietly left the fetus and returned to assisting Dr. Carlos, who was finishing up on the mother. Never before in their careers had the nurses witnessed a life this small, living outside a womb. As soon as Dr. Carlos had done the necessary wonder work on the mother, whose abortion was now complete, he hastily attended to the fetus and started taking notes of its vitals. The mother was cleaned up by the nurses, rolled out to the recovery room, and later told that the procedure had gone well, and that she could now pursue whatever dreams she had in life, not having to care about being a mother just yet. They made sure to let her know that she would be able to get pregnant again, but maybe next time it should be planned. The nurses also took the opportunity to lecture the woman on birth control pills and the advantages of total abstinence. Not having sex reduces the risk of getting pregnant by 100%, is what she was told. No shit. Dr. Carlos studied the little fetus. It was only 17 weeks old and looked more like a pig than what would grow to be a human being. As it lay in the incubator, with all the lines attached to its body and its pale pink skin filled with small white hair, it didn't look much of interest at all, but the fact that it was the youngest child ever to have been delivered into this world was a small miracle. But the most extraordinary was yet to come, and it was all possible thanks to years of research performed by Dr. Carlos and his team of scientists at the Cy-Rez Labs. The teams had been conducting their research since 1987, and since a few years back, the implementing of the work on lab rats had begun. The testings went well, but they needed to close every single loophole if this research was going to be approved by the government. Due to inefficient logistics and their reliance on postal services for communication with other Cy-Rez scientist teams across the globe, things hadn't moved very fast in the past. It took days and sometimes weeks to share progress across the teams. But thanks to a recently developed global computer network called ARPANET, they had moved to communicating through message boards and similar technical solutions over the last 6 months. This new technology had subsequently...